Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Rob, do you have any like country music instrumental?
Sure, absolutely. Right. Like bluegrassy or country?
Kind of old style country.
All right,
it doesn't have to be an instrumental. Just
something
anything.
With a spur.
Okay,
I'd like to sing a new country song that I wrote in earlier today.
Oh, good.
Before nice. We went on the air, I wrote this song.
All right. Okay.
Did you hear the breaking news?
What is that?
What's the breaking news?
That Donald Trump is going to buy Steve Bridges' farm in Iowa.
That's nice.
We'll have a lot of that coming up.
Maybe I'll buy a farm, will ya?
Okay, how about this one, Mike? Here's a classic.
He
I know
said, that I'll love you till I die.
Well, that's pure vocal.
Yeah, we need instrumental.
Something, okay.
Like something with an intro.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure. There we go. Thank you. It's perfect. Perfection.
Troubleshooting. We're troubleshooting. That's all we're doing is troubleshooting. Troubleshooting. We're troubleshooting. Rudy tooting. We're troubleshooting.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much.
That'll be a big
one. That's dedicated to our first hour together today. That's look at how good it is right now. That was it, wasn't it?
We
found
we
it,
needed.
Though.
Yeah, we did.
We found it. That was success. Mm-hmm. We found the problem. Isn't that
and
great?
And no one got upset.
I'm so
we're
glad
level-headed.
We had that time awesome. Together. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got upset at the beginning, but, I don't know what gets me.
Person. You're a passionate
I don't know
person.
What gets me upset more, getting upset or having Oscar tell me not to be upset.
Well, they tend to walk hand in hand.
He's got, he's got stones, that guy. I mean, he stops me right when I'm starting to spiral. Mm-hmm. And he knows, and Oscar, I know this is difficult for you to do because I know your stomach gets all in that thing when you're
no,
doing that.
No, I'm just
you're
tired like, of know. Buying jean shorts.
Is that a poop in the pants thing?
No. It's you turning into the Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay,
Detective Bruce O'Banner.
I didn't.
Yes.
Okay. No, it's just, I like it when we actually, we do this. We're not professional engineers, but yet we basically took a problem and kind of identified it. I think. I'm pretty hopeful about that. What do you think?
I'm not happy, Mike. Rule of thumb. I think that until we get the new camera in place.
Right. Mm-hmm. We mustn't.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. So that even though we identified it as a camera issue.
Yes.
And by the way, for you you streamers today, we're using a different camera setup just temporarily. But, it was a lot of back and forth because the thing for me to do this show properly, it is essential for me. And it truly is. It is essential for me to see the faces of my coworkers. I could do it. I don't think we ever settled and done.
We finished a
any show.
Once. We finished a show,
but
one
we've never
segment,
done a complete
segment.
Show
no,
where
no,
we haven't
no,
been looking at
no,
each other.
No,
correct?
No.
Because we need to see our blue eyes and your blue eyes and Oscar's.
No, it's just the reaction.
Brown
now,
eyes.
Now,
I guess.
Like Rob, for example, if I couldn't look at Rob doing a show, I'd have a difficult time. When I look at Oscar, quite often that throws me off.
What if I just sent you a photograph of Oscar texting? And you could set it up on your desk. And it would almost be like watching him during a show. Would,
you know,
a
the fact frame. That he's in the back of the room, the furthest away from my camera, is a good thing in
yes,
most cases.
I
that
agree.
Truly is. But I want to address something at the front of the show. If you want to get me to talk about something on this program, use the word awkward.
Awkward.
And I consider when someone says something is awkward, I almost consider that as a challenge.
Okay.
It may have been yesterday. It may have been the day before. I'm not sure. But Mrs. O'Mara rolled into the studio. I believe it was Friday. I think it was Friday. I'm not sure. She wasn't in the studio yesterday.
Oh, no. It was Monday because you had a bad weekend.
So that would have to be yesterday because it is
Tuesday.
Yesterday,
so it was Monday. So she did come into the studio. And she let go the amount of pounds that I weigh.
Yes.
288 pounds. Now, when I read, I didn't think about it until I read a post by my good friend and an owner of a former owner, maybe the current owner of the golf links
Cameron
down
Hughes.
There in Fredericksburg.
Cameron Hills.
Lots of wine.
Cameron Hughes is the wine.
Lots of
I don't know. I don't think Jason drinks anymore. But Jason, I just want to say
Cameron
when
Gray.
Carla mentioned my weight, and apparently Oscar and Rob, you know, there was a gasp and there was a pause.
Yes.
As that statistic
that
was revealed.
That number was not what I expected, because we only
the
see
number
from
was
the
not what you
up,
said, but it
know?
Was, but it was, but it was, but it was relayed to. You guys and listen, and I guess there was a pregnant pause while
there was.
You two kind of were shocked to hear my massive weight.
I wasn't shocked to hear your weight. What I was shocked is that it was revealed. We
no,
seldom
I was
deal
shocked by that number. I was I swore you were.
Do you realize? See, I'm going to give you another number. Do you realize that last year, and incidentally, it's 285 today.
Good.
So
moving in the right direction.
Attaboy.
Ultimately, I need to be 225 pounds. That is the weight that I am
probably
shooting for.
Probably never going to happen.
And that's kind of you. Thank you. But that is.
You know what? He's so good at troubleshooting
because he
a camera.
Because he said it was awkward, I need it. But a year ago, in this studio, I weighed in at over 300 pounds. Well over.
I thought you're.
The heaviest that I had ever been in my life. At 324
Whoa.
Pounds. A whale, a manatee. I am still a whale. I am still
a
manatee.
But you've lost 40 pounds then.
That's
I have
a lot.
I have lost weight, but I still have a long way to go. And Carla has been living with this and dealing with this. And so the idea of awkward, I have to remove the awkwardness from this situation.
I
have
like that you're talking about this.
I have to completely remove it. Because, to be honest with you.
Excuse the expression, Mike. The elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. The elephant in the room. And I'm not going to ask you to reveal yours because I know it's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah,
and you don't want to do it.
It's much higher than yours.
And so the thing is,
I could guess Rob's. Can we guess Rob's and not tell the world?
I don't think Rob wants to go.
Not tell the world. We're not going to tell.
I'm not
going to.
Just Rob
in here.
Knows.
Just in Rob, here. Just
okay.
in here. We don't.
But
show
But I want
anybody.
To point out, Rob knows that this is not an easy subject.
No,
for
it's
fat
a tough
men,
one. It's a tough
because
one
because we hide behind it and we don't we joke about it, but we don't want anybody to know the number because the number is absolutely frighteningly gargantuan and it doesn't work. I can weigh, have a weight fluctuation of 60 pounds, and people will not know.
You hold that
that's
up to,
how,
to
that's
the
how
camera.
Dramatic.
Yeah, I thought you were 255, Mike, honestly.
No,
I thought you were 255.
Certainly been there.
This is my guess. My guess.
No.
You don't think?
No.
I have a guess about Oscar,
that
man.
That is
Pony, will you throw up a guess,
true.
Please?
That is... That is terrible.
I mean, it's not dramatic.
Oscar, he is not.
It's not dramatic. It's not a far
it
toss.
It is dramatic. That
no.
is dramatic.
Pony, hold yours up for Mike.
Rob hasn't put another digit in front of his
Come
weight.
On, right
he
there.
He hasn't done that.
No. I'd like to make a
Mike,
guess about
could,
Oscar.
Could
is
you,
that okay?
Could you text me?
Yeah, go
me?
Ahead. Guess about Oscar. Let him have it. Let him have his moment.
No,
hold on.
I've sent you a text, Mike. A guess about Oscar.
Great. I get to see everything
Mike,
on the screen.
Could
now.
You That's text me what your guess is, and then we can have Rob reveal it on text to all of us so we see all who right. was closest.
I honestly don't know. I could guess. I
well,
could
give
guess.
Us an honest guess, you know?
All right,
you text us after you get Rob's text. And I know this
you
is really inside
fun?
For everybody at
we
home.
We worked for over an hour to connect so we could do a show. And now we're just texting.
We're just being courteous
yes.
to people's feelings.
Mm-hmm. All
right,
I've sent Oscar my guess.
Being
I've
polite.
Sent my text.
Thank you. I appreciate
right.
that.
We shall
Okay, now, Rob, please. You send us what you think it is.
Okay, I will send it to
Mike, what are you going to pull down the average? What is this? You dick.
I'm being nice today.
Okay,
I'm being
all right,
nice
okay.
Because I know this is hard for me. This is hard for me. But hey, getting back to the original thing. Hey, Jason, you dick. Okay? I mean, that was dickish. That's the most you've been like an amazing supporter of the show, and that is unquestionably the most dickish thing you have ever done when you went, ooh. Awkward. Did anybody hear when Carla dropped that 288 and Oscar and Rob paused?
Yeah.
Awkward. Thanks a lot. Yeah, okay, Jason, I'm fat. You I'm fat. Okay?
Sometimes awkward just means it's something you didn't expect. I mean, that's all it means sometimes.
So take your awkward and shove it up your
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
See, that's the whole purpose of this discussion. See, to me, the embarrassment of revealing that number, which, by the way, all you have to do is friggin' look at my ass. You'll know that I'm not thin. I'm super fat, but I was a lot fatter, and I'm happy about that, and I hope to be thinner than I am right now, and I'm working
and
on it.
Be.
It's a battle.
You're
it's
headed
a never
in the right direction.
Battle. But the fact is, when it's that awkward word, like it's some giant secret, like if it was revealed, it would be worse than the Hillary Benghazi scandal. It's not.
When you're brought Thank in front you. Of Congress to no. talk about your weight.
Sir, how many Big Macs did you have?
And by the way, speaking of awkward, Jason, that's why I'm doing it right at the front of the show.
Get it out of the way, Mike.
Sure.
Purge yourself.
To get the awkward out of
yeah.
it. And you know, and I know it's going to be the subject of a lot of discussion. And F you, skinny people that want to give me crap
how
about it.
How dare you
I'm
be doing, healthy?
Yeah. I'm doing the best I can. No, it's that's not oh, behalf, oh, you oh, son sorry. Of a bitch. I'll come through that goddamn camera.
I'd
not
like
how
to
dare
see
I be healthy. It's people picking on me, Oscar.
I'd like
it's
to
just
see
people picking on me.
People come into this bully-free zone, Mike. Come,
yes.
Come to our bully-free zone and put on
right.
some weight. And then they'll know
right.
what it's like. Let's
no.
see that.
Fat people are bullied. Fat people are bullied
and
online.
And shamed.
Fat people are bullied online and shamed all the time. I've been shamed. I'm shamed every friggin' day when I get on the scale and look in the mirror, for God's sake. I know what the deal
Mike.
Is. I'm shamed. On, let me finish. I'm shamed on the golf course. I'm shamed all the time.
At the pool.
I get it, okay? I get it. My family, you want to talk about
at the
there's
spa.
A you know, my God, I'm shamed.
Shame.
I know I'm fat when I go to a pool.
Yeah.
And people just go, stay away from him.
Well, they ask
stay
me
away
to,
from him.
To go to the pool. I get in, they don't have to fill it.
Yes, say standard hack shtick fat joke.
Because you know
protecting
why?
Yourself
protecting
from
yourself.
Damage. We have to stop it. You and I have to stop it, and we have to expose it, and we have to deal with it. Because you, my friend, are going to die if you keep it up, and I am going to die if I keep it up. And the fact is, we need to do this.
Well, you know, Oscar
and
might
we,
die if he keeps it up because I'm going to kill him.
It's not as difficult. It's not as difficult.
Well, I've done it a million times.
What's that?
Yeah, we've done it a million times.
But it's not. It'll kill us.
Yeah,
it's,
it will.
All the information is there right now. It truly is. I still... We'll have a day. I asked last night for one of Carla's like cardboard raisin cookie pieces of crap, you know, made out of pure. She made out of freaking sawdust.
It?
Yeah, and she said no, you're not allowed. And I got on the scale and I was doing better today after you know a lot of walking yesterday. So I'm happy with that. And I'm going to continue. And now that it's out, I will let you know and I will keep you posted. And I'm going to use a number because the number works for me. I'm going to serve.
Right.
This is going to serve as motivation for me, but you know the whole thing with awkward, where it was just like, boy, that was uncomfortable. I think I'll post about it, Jason Hill.
Hey, Rob, was your
you cruel thin dude, always thin your whole life, never had to worry about it, never had to battle about it. Maybe he did. You know, a lot of people that are thin have been fat, so I don't
yeah,
know whether
true.
He was. I think, you know, he might be one of those guys that was 300 pounds and lost. I have no idea.
It
I don't
could
know.
Be.
But he's a, you know what? He's one of the listeners that supports this show who I like an awful lot. So
he's
that's
very
why
good
I'm
fellow.
Giving,
yeah.
Jason, you should know this is friendly crap I'm giving you because I like
sounds
you're,
like it.
You're a very good guy and you've sent some very nice things to me over the years and I appreciate it. Yes, go
Rob
on.
Sent over his guess. Rob, is that in kilos or pounds?
You asshole. You know what?
Now, when you say would be your guess, is that because you haven't jumped on a scale?
No, I haven't been to a scale since I went to the doctor a few months ago. That was where I was at the doctor a few months ago.
Do you think you're bigger or smaller?
Same. I think the same.
No, okay. All right.
So,
all right.
Anyway, I weigh more. You know what I weigh less than? Stolen snowblower.
That makes no sense.
He's grasping. That was some fun stuff on that, too. There was some fun. There was a thread about Oscars. Well, you know what? We have to start the show.
We should.
I just wanted to say, there's the awkwardness
yes.
that I've done my very best to remove.
And he's losing weight, 3 pounds down.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, no, to be honest with you, when I got up to the weight 288 that Carla said, that's the weight I was when I came back from Maine, and that's unacceptable because I had lost about, I had gotten down to 281, and I need to get down to 260 very, very soon. So that is losing 23 pounds is my next goal. I
but
got
the
to
very
take
fact that you are 40 pounds down,
fast.
You're 40 pounds down from 1 year ago is huge.
Yes.
That's excellent.
And you're still
huge.
Funny.
I'm still very funny, and I will never get so thin that I won't be funny.
Because okay. if you do, you are That's out right. the door.
And you know,
he knows where his bread is buttered,
so to speak.
And you know what? Two words can always happen while you're still being funny before you get to that goal.
What's that?
We call it young death.
Oh. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chap lips.
On their chap lips, chap right.
lips.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and check that hog out there.
Yeah. Sooey, sooey.
Come here, Groundhog.
Phil? Hey, Phil? Phil? Phil Connors? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
How you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey, hey. Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson! Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head. Come on, buddy. Case Western High. Ned Ryerson. I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing! Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year. Almost didn't graduate. Bing! Again! Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well?
Ned Ryerson?
Bing!
Bing! So did you turn pro with that belly button thing, Ned, or
no,
what?
Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right, right, right.
This February 2nd at 7:20 and 30 seconds, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators, emerged reluctantly but alertly in Punxsutawney, PA, and stated in Groundhoggies, I definitely see a shadow.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Fat shame. That's right. I've been fat shamed my whole life. What do you think of that, everybody?
It's a bully-free zone, Mike. Don't let it happen.
Michael Jackson, WABR.
I don't know what's going
But anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio. Good talking to you last night, Cappy, in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get us. And if you're here, you do too. Well, here's a sponsor that's appropriate for today.
Yes.
Sherry's Berries.
Woo!
Good heavens. Valentine's Day is a week from Sunday.
Yes.
And what have you done? Nothing?
Egad.
Nothing. We're going to get to this in a second. I'm going to need to do my bit for Sherry's Berries with Mrs. O'Mara because things have developed rather rapidly down here. I'll explain. Valentine's gifts can be tricky, but it's not tricky when you use Sherry's Berries. It's not. I have given Sherry's Berries to my sister. I have given them to my significant other, Carla. I have given them to my dear mama. I have given them to people that have been friends. I have given them to other family members. I love Sherry's Berries, and you will too. What are they? If you don't know this by now, I don't know where you've been, but I will tell you, you should be in the real world right now because they are giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. Mm. That, my friends, is a 40% savings. And if you want to achieve some real hero status, double your berries.
Yes.
That's right. $10 more, you get to double your berries. Simply click on the microphone, and here's the most important part. There are a lot of people that do what I do who are going to tell you to get Sherry's Berries. You may or may not hear them. I hope you don't. I hope you don't hear any of them. But if you're listening to my voice, you need to use the code TMOS to get your massive, juicy strawberries dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness. They're so fantastic.
The best.
You know, when we were all in the same studio together back in the, I like to call them the bad old days.
Yes.
We used to scarf them down before they'd even get through the door. You're going to love them. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. My mouth is watering. Hold
on.
Sorry. This is the only way to get it. This huge, juicy Freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99 or doppel the berries for $10 more. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS, and that's berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. Don't be a stupid Cupid. Do it today. Thank you very much.
Cool.
And thank you. So there we are. That's an interesting start to the show today. Very interesting Tuesday, isn't it?
Very interesting today.
Yeah, I felt sorry for Oscar because there was someone that put a thread up, Oscar, along the lines, it might have been on the fan page, along the lines of, you know, how dissed it was to see, you know, to see you get that kind of treatment.
Oh, I saw a lot of the things.
Because you did go through all the hoops. Yeah, you saw what I'm talking about,
one of the things said that this is typical youngest child treatment.
Yeah.
And now you're a youngest child too, Mike. I'm an only child, so of course the sun rose and set on me. But do you see that as a youngest child thing?
Yeah. It's like the fact is, with my mom and her health issues, the older sibling is taking care of her, and she is, you know, everything she's doing, my sister's making all the right moves and doing such a great job under very, very difficult circumstances. And I sent her an email to that effect, and we've had multiple conversations. But at the same time, I wouldn't be the guy that would be facilitating this because I would not have, this is casting no aspersions on any family member, but I wouldn't be the one that would be listening to. It's like giving your wife a golf lesson.
Right.
She's not going to pay attention to you, even if you're a PGA Tour champion. Do you understand that? It doesn't work that. It's the same thing with the youngest child. Oscar, and the fact that, you know, you got these doctors in the family, that probably contributes more to
it, right?
Of course. And let me throw this out at you, and then I'll give you the floor.
Yes.
Do you think this is more on your old man than your mom? Because you really, You're the primary caretaker of your mother while all the other kids have scattered to the wind. But when your dad rolls back into town, do you think he dissed you with this snowblower thing? He truly did.
I read the post, so and they're right. I am the youngest of three, right?
Right.
So I think I have made peace with the fact that it doesn't matter what I do. I will always be the youngest, right?
Yeah, right.
It will always just be. And I'll give you some context. I've been on the radio. Let's say I was on the radio for 10 years, right?
Yeah,
and technically
sure.
We're on KCJJ. So let's say this is going to the 16th year of my career, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've been on TV I'm not just talking about the pilots as a younger man. I've worked on TV, right?
Right.
I've done so many different things in my life that I thought maybe this will get their attention, and it just doesn't. It doesn't at all. And I have given up on really looking for that affirmation. I know they love me. I know that they care about me. I know that they support me. I know this because they haven't just, you know, expressed that to me. They've actually done that, right?
Yeah.
But I got to tell you that the burn has not subsided. It's still healing from.
I don't think I've ever asked you this question. And Rob, if you'll allow me here, I really just need to ask this question. The pursuit, because I've always thought it since you started the enterprise.
Yeah.
The higher education pursuit, the MBA, that is at some level a parent or father pleasing enterprise to a certain extent?
Absolutely not. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not.
Not even a trace.
No,
of it.
Not a trace.
Because, wow. Because,
and that's what.
Forced to guess, I would say the other one.
For years.
Yeah, I would have totally said
that. For years,
said the other
they begged me to go. And I said, no, I'm not buying into this system. But I was the dummy. I was the wrong one. Because. You know who? I've talked about this. It took Dominique Foxworth coming in to show me what he learned at Harvard Business School 2 summers ago, and that really opened my eyes to say, "Wow! Like, how do you do this?"
But is there some part of you that knows that this will please your dad at the end of the day because you are getting that level of education?
If you were
obviously stressed education, you have doctors in your family.
Yeah, but if you
tabletop.
So again, for some more context, my father took me to dinner 2 years ago, right after he survived his bout with gallbladder cancer. Right?
I remember, right.
So he said to me, he said, "Oscar, I have a present for you. you know, when your brother graduated from med school and your sister graduated from med school, I gave them a watch. Right. You're clearly not.
Remember your watch story.
You're clearly not going to go to get any sort of grad degree, and it seems like things are okay for you. So before I die, here's your watch. So he basically gave me a watch just for being a good guy.
Yeah, it was, you know what it was? Attendance.
Yes.
It was an attendance award.
You showed up, you're here, I owe you something.
There's no element of when you accomplish this and you are at your graduation ceremony, which there's a good 20% chance I will attend that.
Appreciate that.
When you do that, hey,
I'm just running the numbers
for my kid's
head.
Baptism. I might have to pop up for that.
Man.
What's the? Do you have the date on that? By the way,
I do. I do.
It's, yeah, and he can get your date if you
July
need
one. July 24th.
July 24th.
Oh, daggers. Oh,
23rd or 24th. I'll
I'm
get
busy
date.
Both days.
Both days. I don't even know how big there'll be a party. So regardless, we'll work that out.
All right. Well, okay. Hey, whatever. All right. So
can Mike Skype into the party?
We might be off the hook. But there must, when you accomplish it, there will be an element that there has to be.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
There is, but it's if there is any sort of like, oh, here you go. Nice job, Sonny. You really did it the right way. It's going to be nice, but it's also be a little hollow because, like, I've been breaking my back for some time now.
Yeah, you know, I understand. I'm probably, I hate to be tying my thing into your thing, but I have to tell you that. It's just so much on my mind with my mom being sick and the conversations I'm having with her. I'm in lift her up mode now, every conversation I have. So it's not me doing it for me now. Now it's me doing it for her.
Yes.
And I think it just, you never get the reaction that you want to get. But I am just trying to please, you know, because I'm down here and she's up there. And you know, it never ends till the very end. I mean, it really never ends. And so it's tough. It's very, very difficult.
We are all in the same boat because I joked when I said I'm an only child. I'm really not, because of the fact that I came from a broken home and I'm really only 9 years apart from my youngest uncle.
Yeah.
I'm like the ninth kid in Big Daddy's family. And no matter what, I mean, it's still mind boggling to me.
But you were the youngest, right?
But I'm the youngest, the oldest grandkid, but I'm more like the youngest kid of the family.
Yeah, because I've lived that world with my cousins, my five cousins. Yeah. I'm the youngest of seven.
So, you know, you are forever trying to please, trying to fit in. And I think it's why we kind of do what we do.
It's totally natural, incidentally, for the youngest. It's the way it works.
It is.
You know, it's, oh, he did it. You know, it's just like, wow, that's a fantastic accomplishment, Phil. What about little Benny? What did little Benny do today? Oh, what a shame.
When you were at the pinnacle, or and really at the top of your game, and you told your father what your contract was, when they used to have the
Do you remember
contracts.
The quote? I think
you
I've said it on the show
You said
before.
Something. Oh, that is so indicative of my relationship with my father that it's,
I called my dad I when I got the, my
I
first.
I don't know this story.
I called my father when I got my first real money contract in radio, and it was big, big bucks back in the day for me.
Was this
and
morning show him. Time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was morning show time, and I called him, and he said, "Well, what are you going to do with it?" That was the quote. That is exactly
implying
what he said.
There was that you don't know what to do with the money.
I'm going to get married three
implying
times.
Implying that I should, either take care of it or I should. Do some good with it.
Start a new career with charity.
It was really that was well, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
That was it. It was not, he was not being unloving. It was the way it was. And it was the way, and please. And I've still tried to please. And it's why my family, you know, outside of some wonderful, beautiful exceptions, don't listen to my work. They don't pay attention.
Nobody knows. The best.
Nobody knows.
In order for our families to pay attention to our work, we would have to be A-list Hollywood movie stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even I, you know, if you think it's bad for us, it's probably, you know, there's convenience that enters into it. You have to, this is a destination. Being on the radio is a destination. You had to actually, you have to put an effort forth. That's why I love our listeners so much. You have to put an effort forth to come and see us on the radio, or that's the way it works. Television, like your local anchorman, probably okay. You know, you can probably find us because it's nice and convenient. It's an easier
to
go
watch
for
news
them.
Anyways.
Part of your habit. Yes. Yeah, I've got a cousin who's an anchorman, and the family loves him.
Like if I opened a line of Mercado Latinos,
that's a Spanish market, Mike.
The love that would be poured upon me because I gotta go. right?
Yeah. Yes.
So they got to go.
They got to go.
And they
want
to see Santana's on top of there and say, that's my
exactly.
son.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's the way
not
it works.
Not an Eagle
that's
Scout. It. I'm not a CPA. But I am a 44-year-old father of two amazing kids that when right? I meet with my family, they go, oh, there's Robbie. He'll help hand out the presents. That's what I get. You know, what does he do? He talks. Oh, is he still doing that thing on the internet? Okay.
Right.
Robbie can hand out the presents.
Robbie.
So
that's it. That's quick, it.
Robbie, you stay away from those 7-layer bars.
That's
stop
not
it right
now.
So, that's not right.
And just another window into my world. Yesterday, my dad calls me. He's like, hey, he goes, what a great county we live in. Montgomery County replaced our mailbox, right? Because the snowplow
knocked it
over. And I said, yeah, that's a great county we live in. And I didn't go into the conversation where I asked a friend who worked for the county to get me the link to pull, like write the report. And I went and filled out the report for my parents. Mm. My dad just thought Montgomery County is so great.
Oh, it's magical.
They just knew they knocked over the mailbox and they're coming to fix it.
You are the put upon son.
Yeah. You
that
are.
Is the way it works, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hey, Rob, whatever happened with that last Comic Standing audition?
I turned them down.
You also auditioned for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I got it, but it just didn't feel right for me, so I said no.
Well, what's happening with the regulars?
I'm pretty sure it's in development, maybe.
Well, I'll be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend.
Well, that's good. You headlining?
No, I'm just hanging out, seeing a show.
All right, we're successful. Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week, robandjoeshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. You'll hear in a minute why Pro Flowers is going to be part of the Mike O'Meara
Key.
Household. I'm going to have to get Mrs. O'Meara some stat because, well, they're fantastic and they're always perfect. But also, I've kind of stepped in it as we get up to Valentine's Day, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When something big and important is on the line, you don't want to go with a rookie. Go with an experienced professional. We've been talking about Pro Flowers for years.
Yes.
And it's a guaranteed win, especially at Valentine's Day. Why would you do it any different? Go with the pros. Pro Flowers has everything you need to win big this Valentine's Day. Here's the special now. You're going to love it. Pro Flowers offering our listeners, one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for only $19.99.
Wow.
And if you order this week, they'll throw in free chocolates too, or you can really do it upright and double the roses for $9.99 more. That's doppel roses.
Yes!
All you have to do is go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. You just can't beat Pro Flowers. It's quick, it's easy, and delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. They've been doing this a long time. They know this online business as well as anybody. And Pro Flowers, not only are they guaranteed to last 7 days of your money back, try sending them to her offers. You'll be a hero. A lot of people don't talk about
Dames
this, but
love
really,
it.
If you have somebody, you know, a wife, a girlfriend, anyone that is working, you send the flowers to the office. It makes such a splash.
Mm-hmm.
We love to do that, and you should do it too. Pro Flowers will sweat all the details, and you get the glory.
Yeah.
Remember, this is the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal, including the free chocolates. If you order this week, go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Again, that is proflowers.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Boom! It's that easy. Order today because this deal expires Friday at midnight. It's fantastic. It's delicious. And, you know, get the chocolates, too. That's right. If you do it this week for $19.99, they will throw in the free chocolate.
How great is it that you can be done with Valentine's Day on the 2nd? You know that you're
yes,
taken care of.
Huge.
Just
yeah.
make it happen.
Huge,
and make us look good. It really is. A lot of people do this. You know that. So, you know, when you order through TMOS, that helps the show enormously.
Huge.
So we thank you. Speaking of that, you guys know that the biggest change in my life down here in Florida is that not only did I lose enough weight to get me back outside and doing things I love, which is playing golf, but I do it more, and that's my main social activity down here, and I do it 3 days a week.
Okay.
And the fact is that I love it. It's camaraderie. You know, I'm getting older. There are guys that I can relate to, and I'm playing golf with people that are so much better than I am.
Ups your game, really, I imagine.
It's just fun. Yeah, it is, you know, and I'm sure I'm showing some results, to be perfectly honest with you.
Do you think that playing with someone who is markedly better than you, does that make you play better? Or does it
initially,
just frustrate
no.
you?
Initially, no, and I'll tell you why. Because it's okay. such a psychological game that initially when you do that, you are so intimidated. You are so completely nervous when you're out there.
Right.
But as you calm down, and if you find your way, it gets a little bit better.
Okay.
And they're all, everybody's doing the same thing. And it's just, what astonishes me is the quality of certain guys that I play with that are older and how they're able to do it. It's still a magic formula. Mm-hmm. I can't look at them and go, they're doing that and that's why. You can't, because they're the thing that's great about this game, there are a million different swings. That, but I don't want to go on
it's golf, the pool. Golf. It's the pool with the cocoons in it, Mike. They got to give you access.
That's it. And you won't ever
Bruce
die.
Steele, you too? You got a boner too?
I would love a picture of you on the golf course with one of those sick aliens at the end of the cocoon. So he's wearing golf outfit.
Yeah, plaid pants.
I have been given a free pass because I was sedentary, and that's when I gained all my weight. And the fact is, it's doing anything, even though I don't consider this an athletic endeavor,
right.
You are moving, you are getting out, and you are just not, you know, sitting
better
around.
Better than before.
It's better than before, but everything has a shelf life. You know my philosophy, boys.
Yes.
DGH,
yeah.
Don't get happy. It eventually gets to you, and I rolled in last Friday after a very long day, and
18?
I got 18.
Yeah,
I got back the hairy leg. Eyeball, and the discussion, I believe, moved in the direction of you are always playing golf, and we had our first real discussion.
Oh, what a wonderful sitcom moment!
Yes,
womp womp. Hey, you're always playing golf.
You never paid
yeah.
to me, Ralph.
Yes.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. We got the terrible twos over here. You're playing golf.
You know, let's just say I have been down this road before. And to be perfectly
with other wives
honest,
or just this
yeah,
wife?
What were you doing before?
Well,
you're always on the radio. You're always working.
You know what? It was, no, I, wherever I've been on the radio, one of the great things about shift work is I have managed to get out there and pursue the sport that I love.
Sure.
So I've done it a lot. I've had these discussions a lot. And with that said, things fell into place down here with my son in preschool because, you know, he was around. He was off to preschool.
Things are going to be happening for me now.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he was in preschool. It works, and it is still working.
Yeah.
It is great. However, with the length of time, with more people coming down here, it's a little longer time
out there. Tea time, some more opportunities to play.
Let me explain the way it works, okay? I finish up, and if there are a gazillion people that are playing at the same time, it's a slower round, and then there is the maybe 20 minutes to a half hour procedure of going upstairs and settling the bet, the wager.
Yes.
Which is a group wager, and then
sure.
you see who, what group of the day is going to come out yeah. ahead. And I've been on the winning end, and I've been on the losing end.
Yes.
And the fact that's what you do. So the discussion came up, and it came up. The bottom line is, three times a week is perfect for me. If I could do it more, I probably would. But I'm responsible. I love my family. I want to spend time.
You're willing
with them.
To make sacrifices.
So the comment came out of my mouth probably Saturday afternoon.
Out
when
of
I said,
my mouth.
Yes. And I said to her.
This. I said, you know what? It's fine because I love my Saturday with my son. And I like the family time Saturday and Sunday. That's
sure.
what it's all about. And I made a big deal.
Okay,
you know what I say to you guys? Hey, great job. Everything's working really well.
Yeah.
Do you know that's just that's automatic. F stick
yeah.
when that happens.
Yeah.
Something bad's going to happen. I'm sitting on the porch, and a guy that came up to me in November and said, I want you to play this tournament with me. I was sitting next to my wife in November when he said this, mm-hmm. and I'm like, yeah, that's when I still didn't know anybody
yeah,
down
you're
here.
Making
like,
friends.
Oh, yeah,
you'll
yeah
take,
I'll be
you'll
your
take
buddy.
Anything.
I'll
take
be your
anybody,
buddy for
yeah.
the month. I'll do that. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine.
I'll carry your bag.
Yeah. So I had said, like, four times in the last three days, I'd say. I just love having the weekends.
Oh,
this
can't
is working
wait.
Out
yeah.
great.
Yeah, and my kid on
fantastic.
The weekends.
So I'm looking at this guy, and I finally see this guy, and I knew this thing was coming up in February, and I knew that I thought, like, during the week, that you would play in this tournament, and you would just, your scores would be matched against somebody else and would go there.
Sure.
And I said, so do we just put scores in when we play, and we'll just try to hook up together? He said, nope, no, no, you got to do it. You got to do it with me, and we play the group that we're playing. And I said, well, how long does it go? Well, it's the entire month until, you know, it's single elimination, and so when you lose. So I said, well, when's the first time? He said, lunchtime on Saturday.
Said, man, oh, mm. man, said, oh, oh
hello.
Man.
Yeah, yes, sir. And I immediately know that my life is going to change, and that's the way, because I have to finesse this. That's why I talked about the flowers, the berries, and
have
probably,
you told her yet?
Yeah, told her last night.
What'd she say?
She was surprisingly cool because she remembered the thing that's great. This is where a woman's memory.
A younger woman's memory.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't remember you saying that.
I can't seem to recall.
You know, I have no memory, but I do remember this. And she remembered this because she was sitting next to me when it happened.
And she was probably excited for you to make friends.
She was. Yes. And that was, it was not, she was not happy about the situation, but she was realistic and remembered the exchange and knew where our heads were at that particular time. So it is okay. However, with that said, I will, you know, there is no free lunch.
No.
I will be paying for this in some regard.
So
I will have to.
It's every Saturday for the month of February?
If we win.
Oh.
Yes,
at least it's a short month.
It's a short month. But she's also, you know, feeling her oats now with all these views on Facebook with her food.
Oh, she's addicted to the views and the likes?
She is.
Tell her not to kill the bitch.
Let me ask you this. Now, be very careful, Oscar. Be very, because you're the man I defer to.
That goes for all of us.
You're the man I defer to on this.
Yes.
Now, what Mrs. O'Mara is doing is that she, well, let me tell you, when I come back, I'll talk about that. Because I'll talk about the whole video presentation. And we're going to have a business meeting on the show.
Okay.
When we come back. It might be interesting. We'll take a break. Come back with more.
Straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee bit.
Hey, it's bingo.
That's when my caddy
bingo.
That little one.
Hey, don't hit your kids.
Let me move the background over so we don't see my lovely gay wallpaper. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Hey, Gary and Lindsay, move that backdrop or I'm going to hit you.
Watch out there. Hey, look at my little Vistaprint car. Let's see if that's clear on this particular. Hey, it is.
It looks fantastic.
Look at that. All right. Yes, sirree. Listen and you'll get it. I'll just leave that up there. I'll straight down the middle. Anyway, Vistaprint, that's what I want to tell you about. Running a business is a tough job. You know you want to make a first impression, and I like to make my first impression by handing out my Mike O'Mara Show cards to everybody. I've been telling you about that. Can't beat this deal. It's fantastic. $9.99 with TMOS. You get 500 business cards. That's under $10 for 500 business cards. You can do a lot of damage with 500 business cards.
Do a lot of good, Mike. Do a lot of good.
Yeah, that's true. They instantly know how to find your show, you know, because I hand them out to, and you can, your business. It's old school, but it's everybody hands out cards.
Yes.
And, you know, hey, even if you're unemployed and you just want to hand out a card that says, you know, Sam Spade Big Cheese. You know, you can do that, too.
Big cheese.
In search of a situation. That's what they would say in Great Britain.
Yeah.
Now, didn't I say yesterday that if you send us your card to the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm going to call you. I'll call you on the show. I'm going to do that. I designed my own. Remember, the code is TMOS at Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards, $9.99. Great quality, easy to customize. Visit Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS at checkout. Remember, that's TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and do it today. And then you can have a little card straight down.
Hey, look at there.
There's my sophisticated graphics for the show.
Get me my belt.
Yes,
yeah, that's a better card.
Go, Diego, go.
Hope and Crosby. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the show. So, once again on the subject of Mrs. O'Mara, she has been supplementing our advertising. And by the way, if you advertise on TMOS, this is the kind of benefit you get.
It's called added value, Mike.
It's added value. And no, she doesn't get compensated for this. She does this on her own. And Blue Apron is a sponsor of ours. Omaha Steaks is a sponsor of ours. And she's been taking pictures of the food that we get from Blue Apron and from Omaha Steaks. And then, like 2 weeks ago, she even made a video. And suddenly, the video exploded in popularity. Yeah. And so I've been meaning to ask you off air, Oscar, you know, this is a good thing. Right?
I think
this
it's a great thing. Anytime anyone, especially your wife,
yes,
wants to get involved and share the good word about TMOS, mm-hmm. I think that's a win. When I mentioned don't kill the bit, it's really at the end of the day, you can put up, and it just like, you know, it's rule of thumb here. We don't do the same games all the time. We don't do the same
right.
type of giveaways all the time. We like to keep them special, right? Mm-hmm. So when she does the videos, they're awesome. I just don't want her to get discouraged as she continues to do them if the views go down.
Right.
Oh, that's a challenge because they're still going up.
That's what
I'm
saying.
I will have to wait and see. So, I mean, it's fantastic. I was thinking that, you know, I don't know the technical end of these type of things, mm-hmm. but I was thinking
it's a big
she
win.
Could, I have a little Giada thing going on with her. You know, why don't you just make your own food, have your own little Martha Stewart. Mm. Anything to further the cause.
Yes.
I'm not doing this for my health.
You know
now.
What? I looked at the video.
I'd like Mrs. O'Mara to pull her end of the deal. You know what I mean?
I think it's great because she the perspective she gives with actual recipes is fun.
Yes.
And then mm-hmm. the video, it's just a different dimension.
It is.
Well, that's what took it to a different level. And I don't even get it. I don't get how... You know, I've posted things before.
You love food things.
I love food things, but I posted things and I get 1,000 likes on a post. That's great for me.
Sure.
And, that's really, really terrific. She just got 2,000 views on her on a piece of pork roasting in the oven.
There's
I'm like,
no telling.
And she's out of control. I've created a monster here right
There's
now.
There's no telling. And it is addictive. Make no mistake. It is the internet's equivalent of heroin. I posted a video of me holding a phone of Wade Byard canceling schools. That's it. It was just
and
me.
By the way, of all the things you do, your Wade Byard shtick is probably up there with my favorite.
When oh,
you
you're
said,
sweet.
When you said Wade Byard, you know, 6 more weeks of winter because he didn't see his shadow, that was funny to me. I thought that was big time funny. I gave you the like.
Well, he's a legend out where I live, but it was really just a video of me holding a phone. 2,500 views.
Wow.
On it. And I'm like, you can't figure out what people are going to like.
Live
you
and can, local. You that's do what they some, want. You,
that's it. Yeah.
So is the video.
Relatable, Oscar.
Let me ask this, Oscar. Is the video element, is that what gets these things?
I think because it was new
and different. This basically doubles the time.
It is. It's new to our Facebook feeds relatively. And also, if you really think about it, that's what we're expecting to see now, right? As consumers, Facebook just posted their financials and they're through the roof, right?
Sure.
And their top performing ads are the video ads, and they cost
really?
The most. Yes.
Well,
so we're essentially.
Can you get cracking, by the way, on translating this into, you know what I want you to translate it into? Right?
Oh,
can
sure.
Can you take what she's doing and
I think it's already happening for our sponsors, I imagine.
Oh, I know it's happening for the sponsors.
Yes, yes. The sponsor is very aware of the
success. But I mean,
success.
I'm thinking, you know, okay, hey, this is my wife. You know, it's happening in my kitchen, for God's sakes. Pony up a little more dough.
No pun
intended. Please.
Well, if you give it away, Mike, they're not going to buy the cow.
That's absolutely.
You know?
That's absolutely. Well, you know what? This is something you're not going to like, but you're going to have a conversation with her.
I'm not talking to your wife.
Yes, you
what
have.
What am I supposed to say to her? I'm just going to say yes to everything. You're right. Please keep Mike alive.
What is everything we talk about, right? We always talk about building the whole business
up, the brand,
right?
Yeah.
And this is part of it, right?
I think I think there's no harm she's doing right now. In the long run,
she's gonna
they're going to come back around.
She's going to hate you. You just said there's no harm she's doing.
No, you know what I think right now? Let me rephrase it, because
gonna,
Oscar, she, it's I, not
honest
his first
to God,
language.
He is going to cement his reputation with her.
Not his first
she's
language.
She's not doing any
I
harm.
Said,
tell her right now that this more is more.
Yeah,
right now.
More is more.
More is more.
Right.
That's good.
If anything, when the advertiser comes back, can you do those videos again? Well, now it's going to cost you.
Right. And you know what? If you want to do something fun and if you want to really make her day, Mike, maybe what the video needs is a narration.
Yeah. Why don't you get involved? Why don't you be the meatballs? Wouldn't it be great? Tastes so good.
Yeah, because if I'm because
of the tomato.
Now, hold on a second. God damn it. My meatballs are right here, right now. That's when I'm doing my meatballs. And if I'm going to do extra meatballs, you're going to, you know, you're going to pay for that side.
I'm not going to tell your wife what to do.
It's a la carte. Yeah. It's not like
well,
a
no, it's not a question
say.
Of telling her what to do. It's just I want you
I'm
to put your.
I'm not going
to
suggest.
I want you to put your devious little brain on how we
devious. That's the last thing
your,
I am.
Put your little brain on
huge
you know, on
brain
on what's happening with that. And I think it's something that see. I didn't want to talk to you about this off air. That's why I'm doing this on air.
That's
I just think this is an element that adds value, and
okay.
we can talk to our other guy about that. You know, when
yeah,
you have
I agree.
Your little meeting
you want, Thursday. You want to get on it. 3 o'clock?
Yeah, I think that I think probably it would be
let's ask
it would
him.
Be a good thing to do that.
Oh,
because
it'd be
I
fun
think
on the
could...
Thursday meeting if Oscar said, you'll know who's on this call is the Shoppers High Quality Tomato.
Yeah, and you break in as a tomato.
With top quality prices every day.
Thank you. Well, on behalf of Carla, on behalf of me, I would like to say thank you for doing this.
I wasn't negative about this.
No, but you guys.
Hey, don't
loop
me into this.
She's posted on both your pages. She's posted on both your pages, and you haven't liked it all the time. She's very sensitive about this, and I've created a monster with these 2,000 views. We got to be on it. This is.
I've liked everything.
I have forwarded to the appropriate channels. I am on top of it. I'm all over her page.
All right. Okay.
I see that. I like away.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna add to the cause. I think it's truly gonna
Mike,
add to the
cause. Honestly, it can't hurt.
He's such a dick.
Oh God. I swear to God. He is in so much trouble right now. It's gonna be I have to deal with the fallout.
But you know what? If he keeps it up, I might move ahead of him. So it's okay.
Yeah, the dog might be 2 points up.
All right, anyway, let's talk. We didn't talk about it at all. The Iowa caucuses last night.
Great caucus.
I am a political junkie, but I will tell you that I was very dissatisfied last night because it's not the same as watching a regular primary or watching a regular general election because they can't do it the same way, and it was very tedious.
Is it me or is it hard to understand?
I had to look up caucus.
Here's what they do. I'll use CNN. I watched Fox and CNN last night.
You are excited.
There goes the video.
Sorry about that. And the whole narrative on CNN was that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump were going to benefit from this amazing turnout.
Huge voter turnout.
And specifically, more so than Bernie Sanders, who was predicted to do well, Trump was going to do
landslide.
Very, very well.
Yes.
And I mean, he was going to blow him out of the 31, 32, 33%. He was going to do really well. As the evening progresses, you realize that's not going to happen.
Right.
And what did they do? They just kind of moved by it.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody call anybody out
and say, what's going on with our polling when we're not getting these right?
Yeah.
They're completely
the polling
wrong.
Was complete and total crap. Now, it just went on and on, and all the speculating and all the bloviating. And you know, look, everybody knows my politics, that I talked about Bernie Sanders
no.
a million years ago.
Yes.
But here's my dilemma, okay? Of all the political speeches, I watched everyone. I watched Hillary. I watched Trump. I watched Rubio. And I watched Cruz. And I'm talking about I watched, except for Cruz, almost their entire speech. Cruz's was too long.
That was late.
I didn't stick with that.
Rubio's
late
was
night.
Too but long for someone coming in third.
Bernie was
yeah, he
the
came
only,
in guns a-blazing.
Bernie was the only guy that didn't give the total hack political speech. He's the only guy. Now, he got into his
DeLorean.
They got it into his stump speech, right?
Right.
And he got into that, and I was like, okay, that's the same thing he's saying. But as far as like characterizing the night, Hillary came out and said, well, I'm breathing a sigh of relief tonight. But she didn't call it either way. He comes out and says, the way things are shaping up right now, we are probably going to leave Iowa with the same amount of delegates. And I heard that and I went, yeah,
yeah.
That's exactly what is going to happen. No bloviating, no BS. And I was, that for the first time with any candidate of any office, I went, He just, it is so rare that somebody completely tells the truth.
Yeah.
And that was the characterization. He wasn't trying to play it up. He was happy. His supporters were going nuts. But with that said, okay, during his speech, it's like I was looking at the guy with his terrible throat.
Oh, he's pushing it.
I'm like going, maybe this is too much for the dude. Maybe it's, you know, everybody says he's in good health, but you're listening.
The flux
his
capacitor.
His voice was shot. And of all the guys that don't need to have their voice shot, the oldest guy ought to have the.
Well, he's got a low starting line anyway with his voice. And you know, my favorite footage last night is, did you see him? And it was casual Bernie in his blue sweater pacing around his hotel room waiting for the results to come in. That looked like
it was
the
great
most,
because he let the cameras in and he looked nervous. It was cool.
So great
that.
To watch that. That was
I'm
really
happy
cool.
for him.
Yeah, I am too.
After all these years.
But. You know, the only other thought I had on all of it was all we are now is competition. That's all we are. It's whose team are you on? What team? I mean, that's probably been that way. But the coverage is so similar. There's really no difference between CNN and ESPN covering a game.
No.
There's really no difference with the graphics and the way the presentation goes and the analysis. It has really gotten into that. And there's, you know, You're never. I understand they're covering politics and the game of politics, but there's really no substance as much as when anything is framed for their discussion. It's framed in such a way as to talk about what they say. Will it get them votes? And will it make them successful? And all that. And then it just went on and on. And I was kind of. I don't know. I was left with. Bad taste of
wasn't,
my mouth with all the coverage.
Give me your take on this. So I actually dove in, right? And
right.
Watched.
I watched a while, yeah.
So it was relatively fun while I'm doing homework. And I stopped down and I watched all the speeches. But Trump's speech left a pretty, it just really, I sat there and I said, why would he say at the end of his speech that I'm going to come back and buy a farm? Like he's doing them a favor by coming back and buying property.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with, and I read some similar articles about Trump, the problem with the Trump Act is when the entire act is completely predicated on winning. There is no fallback plan. You know what I mean?
You're right.
When you do that, and I read a lot of people that analyze Trump this way. When you come out and everything is like, we don't win anymore. You don't win. We don't win. And then you lose.
Make America great by winning.
Yes. I thought he gave a very gracious concession
for
speech.
Him,
when he was in
for him.
For him. But at the same time, nobody that you know, the whole point is we want him because he never loses.
He's one
well,
of
he
us.
Lost. He
He's
lost the first
not.
One.
He's a billionaire. Yeah. None of us are billionaires.
And I also felt...
One in the game of life.
Yeah, he's winning. He's winning like Charlie
Sheen. By the way, Melania looks like really she hates him.
Yeah.
Or she's some sort of agent from a foreign land.
Russian.
Right?
Agent. I am spy. I know national secrets. I give you
That's
that special favor with little finger if you tell me what nuclear codes are.
Just satire. But I'm like, she doesn't look
happy. Moose and squirrel. I think the problem last night is that the whole caucus thing is hard to understand. I think it'll be more fun to watch in New Hampshire because that's what you can get into. When they said, well, we've got 100% reporting, but it could go as high as 123%. What sort of mythical math are you using out there?
Well, a lot more people are engaged. A lot more people are paying attention because now it's not politics anymore. It's the Super Bowl. It's the lottery. It's the award shows. It's all we do. And, you know, it's kind of fun to watch at the same time.
Has made it a lot more interesting.
But I'll tell you, it will be very interesting to see because nothing, is there anything certain? I don't think there's anything certain right now.
No.
As we go forward. They're saying that after New Hampshire.
The dust will settle.
That Hillary is going to probably kick it into overdrive.
No.
But, you know, you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
I do think Rubio's ears are growing. I can't not look at them, and I didn't notice them until a few months ago.
I thought Rubio had won if I didn't know that he was in third.
He was the most cited bronze medalist of all time.
But you know what? Nobody expected him to do it, and that's the whole thing. They call it, I followed this last night, guys. They call it the expectation game. It's the expectation game. It's one of the reasons I named my band Crap. Yeah. All about diminished expectations. That's something that'll get you real far in life, everybody. So congratulations to the winners. And, hey, losers, try a little harder, won't you, please?
Hey, Mike, I'll say this to Martin O'Malley. Congratulations.
Was that your own or was that Carrie's?
No, Carrie really loved the fact that he was doing so badly and started doing shtick last night.
Well, 0% at one point.
She said,
Martin O'Malley.
She said, is that O'Malley or 0'Malley?
That made me laugh out loud. And the other thing, when he withdrew from the race, the other thing that made me laugh out loud was the person that posted, well, no wonder he lost. He's got the name of somebody that ought to be a police officer in a town with bears. That's it. Martin O'Malley is here as the police officer for the Bears. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Michael Show.
Buenos dias.
Buenas noches.
Me amo cake.
Me amo cookie.
It's the show with an international flair.
No, that's Oscar.
His pants have international flares.
It's like pleats.
And the tiniest shirts you've ever seen. So if you want Oscar, listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. But if you want Katie and Rob,
listen to Cake and Cookies.
Or don't.
Worst promo ever, Rob.
Cake and cookies.
I see what you did there.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
I like that. Talk about diminished expectations. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. If you are hiring and you want to find the best people for the job, I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in only one place is not the way to do it, and you don't need to do that. If you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites. It's too time-consuming until now, because ZipRecruiter.com is going to take care of all of that for you. You can post to over 100 job sites with a single click, and then you will be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. I think you can find the right person you're looking for from 6 million people. Just one post, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Hey, in the new economy, you got to use every tool at your disposal. Please use ZipRecruiter. Their clients say that it transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by 400,000 businesses. You can try it right now, absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter right now, absolutely free, to get your perfect candidate. You can try it today. It's absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's right. Try it for free and do it right now.
Do it right now.
Right now.
At ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And I'm very, very excited about that, ladies and gentlemen. Here's our old news song.
Across the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window. The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Throwback Tuesday.
Video cameras you may not need. More computers you need. Thank you.
I love that. You know what was so fun about that? That's actual recording of a 78 RPM record that I did to make that. I love hearing that again.
Every year, EA Sports runs a simulated Super Bowl on the latest edition of Madden, and it's been right 9 of the last 12 years. Last year, the game not only correctly predicted the Patriots' win over the Seahawks, but it also nailed the final score 28-24. That's pretty astonishing. It also predicted that Tom Brady would be MVP with 335 yards and 4 touchdowns, just 7 yards off the actual outcome. Really stunning.
That's weird. That's weird.
It even called Julian Edelman's winning touchdown, but the year before it was completely wrong. Madden predicted that the Broncos would edge the Seahawks in overtime, but in reality, the Seahawks destroyed the Broncos 43-8. This year, Madden predicts that the Panthers will knock off the Broncos by a score of 24-20, and that Cam Newton will win the Super Bowl MVP award. He should win the award for those pants he wore when he got off the plane the other day.
Am I right, ladies?
Oh, my God. By the way, that's it. It's official. Going for the Broncos based on the pants that Cam Newton wore getting off the plane.
I bet I
that's
can bring
it.
You back to the other side, Mike.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Tough call.
It is tough.
Go Panthers. Among other things, the game predicts Carolina will go up 17-0 in the first half, only to have Denver storm back to take a 2017 lead. Then Cam leads the team down the field and rushes the ball in himself for the game-winning touchdown. We'll have to wait and see. Kind of interesting when it really nails it.
I mean, it seems to be more and more accurate as the game improves.
You should see the halftime show.
Oh, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It has Pat Summerall in it.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Thank you, Peyton. Bradley Cooper reportedly broke up with his girlfriend. She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. S-H-A-Y-K. Is that Shake or Shaq?
Shake, I think.
Her name is Irina Shake.
Yeah, baby. Hello, one time for me.
Hey, Bradley Cooper, I used Littlefinger for that special trick, and you give me nuclear codes.
I don't think Bradley Cooper has the nuclear codes.
Well, he broke up with her because she didn't get along with his mom.
Mrs. Cooper?
Bradley and Irina got together last April. Things were going well until around Christmas when they started arguing. What were they arguing about? The fact that Irina wasn't getting along with his mom.
Well, you know what? I'd say, Mom, you better learn to get along with this lady because she's very
nice. Hey, Mom,
why
don't you pound sand? Why don't you go back to kitchen and make special meatballs for baby Bradley?
The fact that Bradley and his mom live together. Lives with his mother?
Pony.
Yeah.
It's an in-law suite.
They live together in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We smoke cigarettes together.
That's right.
Matthew, I commute every morning.
There will never be a girl right for you. Why don't you bring her over for dinner? Anyway, source says, quote, he is very close to his mom, and the fact that Irina and her didn't get on put pressure on the relationship. So they broke up.
Pony Cooper.
It's tough.
It could be a very easy excuse, too, to,
Derek
Jeter your way through life.
True enough.
If
yeah.
You're Bradley
so
Cooper,
awesome. So.
Maybe mom's not even alive anymore. Maybe it's like a Norman Bates thing.
Yeah.
Look at mom in the corner. She doesn't like you.
Bradley, will you stop banging downstairs? Mom!
I can hear the moans.
The cops were called to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's house in the Hollywood Hills last week when their security discovered a suspicious man on the property. He turned out to be just a homeless guy who needed to take a leak, and he decided to use their shrubbery as an urinal. They ran his name through the system, and his record was clean. They then checked the surveillance footage to verify his story, so they let him go. Brad and Angelina weren't home at the time. They're probably another one of their million-dollar homes. $10 million, $50 million palaces that they live in.
Ooh. Mike, we asked Mac the intern where the guy took a leak. Did you know that? We asked him. We said, Mac, where was he peeing?
I'm thinking full bush.
Yeah, we're right
Thank
in the
you
bush
very much. Right on the shrubbery. Thank you, Mac. Snoop Dogg's Planet Earth segments on Jimmy Kimmel Live have become such a hit that fans have started a petition to get the rapper to narrate an entire season of the BBC documentary
series. I'd watch that. I would
Planet
watch it.
Planet Earth. A Change.org petition. You put anything on Change.org.
Yeah.
It's to Animal Planet. The BBC and Discovery Communication reads this as follows. We the people have agreed. We want Snoop Dogg to narrate full episodes of Planet Earth. Snoop is on board with the idea, tweeting on Thursday, who made this? Let's get this shite going. Who wants more Planet Earth?
Nice.
If you haven't seen it, it's all over online. Planet Earth features Snoop watching footage of animals and providing their commentary, and I think it's one of the greatest uses
of the
Look
for
the
one with the alligator. The alligator one is very, very good.
Man, look at that. He's all up in him. Anyway, 2 weeks ago in an interview, Leonardo DiCaprio said that he would love to play Vladimir Putin in a movie. He then expanded his comments to include interest in playing Rasputin, as well as Russian Communist Party founder Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov. Ulyanov.
That's Lenin, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Lenin.
Yeah.
This comment led a St. Petersburg film studio with the intriguing name of Len Film to offer DiCaprio that very role. Now the Telegraph reports that St. Petersburg's Communist Party has vowed to blockade Len Film unless the role of Lenin is played by a Russian.
Yeah. Really? I don't know. I think he'd do well. How about Lenin fighting a bear?
Oh, yeah. Revenant, yes. Men that come back from dead. What's crazy is how much this has snowballed. When Leo made his comments, he was speaking generally about the lack of movies based on Russian history. And you know,
well,
he said,
they made Anastasia.
Sure.
Yeah.
The
well,
12 chairs.
Even, but here's the thing. With the offer from Len Film, there's no movie. It's just they've offered the job, man. They'll make a movie if he took the role. Kind of weird. So much ado about nothing. That's
here.
And finally, a little something, boys. 39-year-old Cassius Clay Da Silva of Portland, Oregon. Went to a Macy's last week, and he hid under the skirt around the display table.
Yes.
Then he waited there until the store closed and popped out to rob the place. Kind of sounds like Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him, the store had motion detectors. They immediately let security guards know he was inside, and they caught him trying to run out with more than $40,000 worth of stuff in a suitcase.
Of course, in a suitcase.
Brilliant! He told the cops his plan was to sell the stuff he'd stolen, then buy some meth and go to Florida.
Yeah!
Yeah, he wanted to come to my state with his meth because everyone wants to live in the place that I will now refer to as God's litter box. Thank you, man.
Oh, patent that, where, Mike. Put it on the welcome sign.
Yeah, well, we have the zit Manassas. Hey, welcome to God's litter box. Thank you. Bring your meth. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. The last one, not the last one, the week, the last
one. Last one of the day,
show.
Though.
Jesus Christ. Come on, Mike. I'm confused. We'll take a break. Come right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we get you ready for Super Bowl 50. Are you excited, Gary?
Yeah.
Also, we pay tribute to some of the giants that we've lost in the early weeks of 2016. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
Let me show you something. There it is.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty, Mike.
Look at my copper razor. Look at that. Look at the razor handle from Harry's.
Gorgeous.
You can see it's got the it's got the little H logo on it there. I love my Harry's. Shave with them today. Shave with them every day. I discovered the best shave of my life. You can too. Only Harry's can do it for you because they are so skilled at making these fantastic products. I discovered their website. I use it for refills. I've got my shaving gel that should be arriving, I think, tomorrow. I'm getting
truly
that.
Truly the best shaving cream I've ever used. It's the best.
It smells so incredible. It's so easy to order online. Harry's is the best, and I want you to discover Harry's, too. Their price point is so much superior to anything you will find in a drugstore. You'll discover their German-engineered five-blade cartridges. There they are right there. Take a look at that.
Hi, how are you? I'm the five-blade. Do you see any of Mike's stubble in there?
Meh.
Get your Harry's. Hi, I'm the Harry's razor.
Shave, see?
Let's be German.
Be like me and Oscar and Rob. Over 1 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. Thousands more switch every day. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half that price at Harry's? The Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. $15 gets you a razor, the best shaving cream the world has, and 3 razor blades. Harry's prices are already really low, but I have a special offer for you. Enter our promo code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your order. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's HARRYS.com and the code TMOS at checkout. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, February 2, 2016. Rob.
Groundhog's Day. And before we do the audio vault, Oscar.
Yes. Mike, sad news to report. Just yesterday, we lost an American, our friend Ed Fairchild, who's part of the TMOS fan club and just one of the greatest supporters of this program.
Definite P1. Good
passed
guy.
Away too young. Too soon. We hear about
That's
it.
It's a shame.
Too much.
We are
days.
A family here, yeah. And it sucks when we lose somebody that is a huge supporter of our show. So our prayers go out to his friends and his family, and that's a very, very sad development when somebody loses their life too young.
Yeah.
Really, really a horrible situation, and really our thoughts are going out to him and his family.
He always used to do this bit that he would write on my page. I'm sure he did to everybody that was on the program. He would write, call me, right?
Right.
First comment, call me. Call me for years. He would write, call me. And right. I finally did connect with him. I did call him a couple years ago, and couldn't have been a sweeter, nicer, gentler guy. And judging from what you see on his page now, that was who he was.
Yeah, a loss, a true
so,
loss.
So, again, safe home, Ed Fairchild. You know, we're thinking about you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you, Oscar. That's terrific. All right, Rob, take it away.
All right. Do you remember in the early 70s when the album Santana 3 came out? That was the last album of the original Santana lineup. It was their third album, right? Well, coming up just hot on the heels of it, coming out in the near future, Santana 4. The original band has gotten back together. And what I didn't realize is that before he was in Journey, Neil Schon was in Santana.
Ooh.
And so check this out, Mike. This sounds like Santana from the early 70s. And this is not like a studio band like he did with Rod Thomas. This is the real band Santana, the original lineup. So tell me what you want to do. Just that distinctive sound. I will definitely pick up this CD or even download it as the kids do nowadays.
Nice.
Anybody in this room ever play Santana? I did. Yes, sir. Yeah, I did a Santana jam on the old Crap Blues Band. We did a great Santana
play?
Jam.
What'd you play?
The one that's the big hit, whatever the hell. I forgot the name of it. I don't remember the name of it, but you know, it's like, oh.
Or was it Soul Sacrifice from
Superstar?
You're the musicologist. I don't know. I just played it in my band. I learned it. I memorized it.
I did one Santana performance, and Evil Ways.
Evil Ways. All right. That's the one.
My Santana performance was different. It went, when all is said and done at the end of the day, it's amazing.
Amazing. Guys are a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, okay. You bring it on yourself.
Please.
This made me literally shake my head last night. Of course, the NFL's in overdrive with the big game coming up this weekend. They put out a professionally produced promo with singer Seal called The Super Bowl Babies. And what they did is they found that 9 months to the day.
You can't say the name. You can't say Super Bowl.
How dare you?
9 months to the day after a team wins a Super Bowl, there is a bump in babies in that town because people get all worked up and they have sex and they bone. But here's where it gets creepy. That's a funny enough statistic. They got all the babies that have these birthdays and made them sing. And they did. You can see this online. It's a song called Super Bowl Babies. Oh, it's so gross, though, if you think about it. Ooh. Because these are like 8 and 10 year old kids, and they're saying, "We're the Super Bowl Babies." Oh, and it's to the tune Kiss from a Rose, the Seal song. He's on it.
Ever since we were in diapers, we watched every game. Cheering so loud.
This is too far.
They're not. Are they raising money for charity at least?
I didn't see a lot of mention of charity.
It's called the NFL.
I'm creeped out.
I'm creeped out too by this.
I'm out of my mind. Weird.
Someone call Chris Hansen.
I paused.
We control your life. Football really matters more than life. We want you in from the womb to the tomb.
I actually paused the TV last night and I played it and explained it to Carrie. She said, "Turn that off. Put Superstore back on. I don't want to hear that." So
what, Superstore?
Yeah, that's the bad sitcom that we watch on Monday nights. Robert,
Superstore, is it like about a Walmart or something?
It is. It's exactly about a Walmart.
That's cool.
There's usually 3 laughs per 30 minutes. You can hang your hat on it. This is a big day here in the Mike O'Mara studio. This is the first time in 4 or 5 days we haven't had a female intern in. So I'm going to play this tape today. Okay. This is a tape of what it sounds like when a man plays ping pong with his junk. Now, they've slowed it down. So what happens is you're going to hear the ball bounce, and then you're going to hear a guy do a very, very robust hips turn and return the ball. This is what it sounds like. Bounce.
Was that clicking sound the sound of junk meeting ping pong ball?
Is that a yes?
Get it together, Rob.
Affirmative.
All right, one more time, please. Can we hear that?
Yes, okay. Of course. Here we go. Man playing ping pong with his
junk. What we're hearing is the ball bouncing, followed by the
actual swing.
That's right.
Peni hitting the ball.
He pivots, I believe, if I'm picturing it in my head, and I tried very much to blip.
Did you see it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes,
Was he obviously tremendously endowed to be able to do this?
Not Girth, really, and Girth. Also, he didn't look all that excited to be there. Girth. It might not have been.
Play. Yeah, I mean, Girth. You gotta hit the ball.
Yeah.
Girth the size of a paddle.
I'll say this, if the ping pong table was set up in the basement, maybe get the man a space heater. That's all I'm saying. Oh. Here we go, first the bounce. I had a hunch it might play okay.
Oh,
and let's close with this. Melissa Stark from the NFL Network, very excited. Very excited at Media Day, introducing a young singer by the name of Aloe Black, and she almost gets it right, Mike.
And we are going to have a live concert right behind me from NAMI-graminated, platinum-selling artist Aloe Black.
It's great to be NAMI-graminated, isn't it?
Nice.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And remember, we love you, and you tell us you love us. Well, show us the love by picking up our bonus packages,
please.
Everybody. It's a great way to help the show, and you get a little extra laugh, uncensored, and commercial free every single week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Call me.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.